You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Little things just drive me nuts, I tell you. Ian's microphone sounds a little weird. We're going to fix it, so don't worry about that. But we'll have more with Ian coming up in a little bit. Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project, joins us the first week of every month, and it's always good to see you.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
And I got to say, again, we pre-record what we're doing here because it's so early when I do the thing in the morning. And I don't know if you know, but this is airing on Friday morning, and you won't even be listening to it.
I know, because I'm going to be in Green Bay at the state volleyball tournament.
Well, people, you can listen to it as a podcast. Yes. We talk about this all the time. You can listen as a podcast. But I got to say, I mean, one of the things, you know, I'm around a lot of high school sports. And one of the really cool aspects is when a team does really well. And the Newman Cardinal girls volleyball team is at the state tournament in Green Bay. One of the aspects is, number one, for the kids to have this experience is incredible, but yes, for the parents as well. I mean, you live and die these games probably as much as anybody on the court, correct?
It's so true. And, you know, it's so fun. I look forward to the games so much. Like the other night, all the moms got together and made posters for the girls. And then Wednesday morning, there's a pep rally. And, you know, it's just a fun send off. And everyone's is acknowledged at those pep rallies. Yes, it's those student athletes. Yes, it's those coaches. Yes, it's the parents. It's the fans. It's the teachers and the administrators that make this whole academic and sports thing work together. And they really talked about that a lot at the pep rally. It was nice.
Well, one thing that kind of jumped out, and I had one of the players on my Wednesday night show last week, Camille Sobolewski. And
I saw that.
One of the nice things in that conversation is talking about not just the winning and not just her personal incredible numbers. I mean, number three in the state in kills, which is insane. That's not just Division
She's so
five.
Fun to watch.
I mean, that's the whole state of Wisconsin. But she talks about the caring that the team has for each other.
And, yeah.
And it's one of those things that, and it sounds like, you know, within the fan group and the parent group, there is, I guess you'd call it, and maybe a term that you may use at the Good News Project, alignment.
Yeah, very good.
And that's important for success, isn't it?
For sure. Even family. You know, I always come back to that word with good news, but also in watching those girls. Like, they love each other, and it's obvious. They take care of one another.
It's nice when you're able to say it, too. She said it.
You know, one of the other things I was thinking this morning, other than not being associated with you paying the rent, was I was thinking about my staff at Good News, and I thought to myself, they are part of the group of my favorite people. And that's pretty cool to be able to say that I work with some of my favorite people.
Now that we've done our psychological aspect of the morning, you know, discussing
I guess
all
we
that,
always do that.
I tell you. But it's always good to find out what's happening at the Good News Project. And I know that you're very excited here. You brought written material for me.
Yeah, and I actually brought it so that you can keep it and that you can actually come to our open house on November 18th,
I don't
Chad.
See any reason. Tuesday is at the very... Actually, that is... the first night of girls basketball, but it's here in town, so I don't think it should be a major issue with it.
Excellent. So, you could come at 4 o'clock. Exactly. You can eat hors d'oeuvres.
No, you could be around. And
get a tour. I know.
You're
Chad.
Looking at me, and I know, Chad. And I know, I know.
It's not, been over a year.
I haven't been there. I know it. I you got me. Oh, man. Now I am just, I want to crawl under this table
now. No, just come to the open house. We'll greet you with open arms.
So, open house, and you'll be able to see me. So that's a good,
okay, yes. That's,
I'm going to sell it for the people out there.
Everyone listening will there be able to see Chad.
But the thing about it is, I know, and we've talked about this before, you're so proud of the Good News Project, of the people there, of what you've been able to accomplish in terms of the building.
I am.
And I'm not surprised you want to have... You didn't just steal this because we had an open house here a few weeks ago, did you?
No, and I came to your open house. You did. So I will be.
But this is really, I know how proud you are of what you've been able to do there. And I think having people come and see it is something that you can just looking at, you can tell there's something you're very much looking forward
to. Yeah, I really am. So this is really the culmination of our 5 years of fundraising and changing our facility in different phases and getting to a point where, you know, we're able to be more efficient. We're able to serve more people. We've just, you know, in 2025, we rolled out our mobile help truck and we rolled out a rechargeable battery collection program. Lots of cool new things going on. And so much of it is because of our amazing donors. So our open house really is a way to welcome and honor the people who have put money and time into our facility, but also inviting the general public to understand what are we all about, you know, and the best way to learn that is to come and get a tour, maybe eat some really delicious food. And one of the things I'm super excited about, Chad, is we have a donor wall reveal at that time. And I've been working with an artist. She moved here from Milwaukee about a year ago, and her name is Lauren Leitner. And she does environmental art. Mm-hmm. And so we got connected, and she is creating this donor wall out of all recyclable materials that she found in our warehouse. So it's super cool. I mean, you'd find her for hours poking around and grabbing pieces of metal and interesting things. And she's using all of our branding colors. It's going to be cool. She actually just sent me some pictures this morning.
And we will have more with Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project, tell you more about their open house coming up in less than 2 weeks' time, and a whole bunch more in just a few minutes. We'll also be again joined by Ian Welsh coming up a little bit later on here on this Friday morning. Coming up on the top of the hour, we will have a complete information update, news, weather, and sports. And then after that, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and we are talking to Christine Daniels, the Executive Director of the Good News Project. Here in Wausau, they're getting set for an open house coming up on the 18th of November, celebrating a five-year project, five-year capital improvement project, something big for the Good News Project.
You know, it was big for Good News. There's other nonprofits out there who do multi-million dollar capital campaigns, but for us, this was our very first. And I remember Jean Tian from the Community Foundation at the time, very supportive of Good News. And when we came to her with this idea and showed her the numbers and showed her our designs for improving the warehouse, she said, it's time. Like, you guys have been camping out there for a long time. And so it was just another affirmation for me to know that this is the time and we have the community support. And just yesterday, I was actually going through to see how many new donors, like over $5,000 that we acquired. It was a significant amount. And so even that piece of the capital campaign was really exciting for me because I made a whole bunch of new relationships and got to tell our story to so many new people who heard it and said, that's awesome. Like, we want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. So that's really, the capital campaign really was about making new relationships, and I really appreciated that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something here, because Civic Media does a lot of really cool things, I think. And one of the things that we are right now working on, in fact, I'm looking at the message, because coming up on December 2nd is we'll have a page live for Giving Tuesday with local nonprofits, and you're one of the nonprofits that we always try to highlight.
Yes.
Because we want people to support these nonprofits who do such incredible work. And as you said, to see the people, sometimes I imagine, because even with me, I sometimes wonder, you know, is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there? This is for, right. for what you do. It's like, this shows there are people out there that you're touching in some way. And sometimes that's important as well, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, yesterday I was compiling survey results from a survey that we had sent out to the general mailing list and on Facebook. And I was super stoked to have gotten 251 responses. And that alone, you know, the number of responses
right.
was telling to me about how important we are to people in the community. But there were really some great comments in there as well in terms of community support. And, you know, people worried not enough people know about us and about what we do, you know. But it's great that they're concerned about that and they want to help spread the word as well.
We all worry too much.
We do worry too much.
I know. It's like, you know, it's like you think you can do everything and then you'll still worry that, oh, there's something else I could have done.
It's
this vicious circle, and I think we got to stop that. And that's one of the things for 2026, we're going to stop that. You know?
Okay, we're going to bring that up every
yes,
month,
we do.
Chad.
But do as much as you can, but don't constantly worry you're not doing enough, because then yeah. you're just going to...
Well, and you can only do what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, you do the work, you do it well, and you know, you put your all into it, and then you have to hope and... pray if you do that,
right.
that, you know, your efforts will reap some benefits.
All right. Well, let's talk about this open house because it's coming up pretty quickly. I mean, Tuesday the 18th.
It's in a couple weeks.
So less than 2 weeks away. It will be at, of course, the Good News Project, which is at 1106 North 5th Street here in Wausau. If RSVPs are appreciated, you're saying. So
yeah, it's more about food than anything else.
Believe me, I learned that lesson. I just paid for our open house yesterday.
Okay.
And we had way too much food.
Okay. See, yeah, so you want to try to sort of hit the mark.
We didn't RSVP anything, so it's like, you know, it's like, I think this is a wonderful idea. And for folks out there, hey, even if you're not 100% sure, if you think you're going to, you know, and then once you do it, then you'll say, I got to be there.
Right. But, you know, for us, we were talking about this. If we have leftovers, some of them might be freezable. But otherwise, you know, it's on a Tuesday night and we have volunteers coming in on Wednesday, Thursday. And then, of course, we have recycling on Friday. So we have a lot of volunteers. So, I mean, the food will get eaten.
I know.
If we have leftovers, it's more a worry. So I have to stop using that word, that we wouldn't have enough. But you know what? Come early or miss out, maybe.
Well,
you know?
And as well, I will put, because you RSVP to you, Chris, at goodnewswi.com. I will put that link on our show notes page
along with
the podcast. So if you are interested in RSVPing for this open house, just go to our show notes and we will make sure that you get right to Christine. It will be, again, as you said, basically between 4 and 6 o'clock. So really nice timing, right? You know, maybe just finishing up work.
Yes.
And be able to stop on by, take a look around. It's almost like you were thinking about me here with this 4 to 6 o'clock.
There you go.
Perfect timing.
You can come get a little snack before you go basketball game.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll get me going. It'll make me in a good mood. It'll help my broadcast as
oh,
well.
Oh, good. So. Yes, it does work that way.
But again, it's really, we started off, and I guess we'll finish up by saying just how proud you are of what so many people have helped you accomplish there and just want to share it with the folks here in the community.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things just I like to highlight about Good News Project is that we're small enough that we can pivot to meet needs. And I think that's what we do very, very well. And that, you know, I've been there for 25 years and I've seen in quite a few pivots. But, you know, our mission statement gives us a little flexibility with that. And I believe our size of our nonprofit gives us that flexibility too. You know, it's not mired down in too much red tape or policy. We can actually follow our hearts when we need to, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Anything else you want to add before we finish up? Other than I promise you, I will be RSVPing you right away.
Okay, I'm going to make a little speech there, Chad, so you don't want to miss that.
I will not miss it. I promise you. I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. And everybody else, come on by. I mean, it is the open house at the Good News Project coming up on Tuesday, the 18th of November. Again, RSVP. Again, the link will be on our show notes page, 4 till 6 o'clock.
Our board members will be there. Our staff members will be there.
A lot of cool people.
Quite a few volunteers. You get to meet a lot of cool people.
Very cool. Well, Christine, enjoy Green Bay.
Thank you. I will.
Good luck on bringing a gold trophy back to Newman Catholic. That'll be a lot of fun. So Christine Daniels joins us all the time on the first week of the month here on 98.9 WXCO. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up. And Ian and I will be back in just a little bit as well. It's the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report on BoFo's Radio, 98.9 FM and at 12:30 AM, online at BoFo'sRadio.com and on the Civic Media app as well. Today is Friday, November 7th. Congratulations. We made it to the end of the week. It's always something to be proud of. And if I am your faithful engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. And taking a peek at the weather right now. It's actually not, like, super cold. Well, I mean, for the fall, I think it's actually pretty natural. We're looking at a high of 42 right now, but it's looking like the temperatures this weekend will definitely be dropping into the mid to low 30s. So it will definitely be a little bit chilly, but actually pretty natural for this November type weather as well.
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning,
I apologize,
Chad,
for being a couple moments late here for this segment.
It's Friday. It's okay. It's the end of the week.
Well, I tell you. But good to be back with you, and good morning, everyone. Again, time is 7:54 Friday morning. It is the 7th day of November of 2025. Normally, during this time frame, we have an opportunity to talk to Paul Mickleg about Wisconsin sports for the upcoming weekend, but unfortunately, he can't make it in this week, so we'll have him back again very soon, but still plenty to look forward to during the weekend, both in terms of sports and also in terms of entertainment. And I know that you're very excited because tonight it is opening night.
Yes, it is.
Wausau
very
Community
exciting.
Theater and over at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point at Wausau campus. Mm-hmm. As Sweeney Todd will be opening. And again, it's always a very exciting night when you're opening up for the crowds to come in.
It certainly is, and the pre-sale tickets for tonight's show are looking very good. Last time we checked, the most of the middle section of the theater was pretty full.
And the thing about that,
quite a few people show by the door for tickets as well. So I think tonight should be a really good audience for us.
It's a great place to watch a show. It's really a beautiful theater over at UWSP at Wausau. It is incredibly roomy and incredibly there's not a bad seat in the house, and
it's actually a very prominent theater for most of the theater groups around here because Wausau Community Theater uses this. River and Woods Theater has shows there. The Central Wisconsin Children's Theater does shows there, but it's not just a theater. I was looking at the events schedule for the rest of this year into next year, and they have a incredible a lineup of different events happening throughout the entire year. They have concerts and they have special guest speakers and performances as well. If you go on their website and take a look at their scheduled events, you will find a list of different events to go to. It's just an incredible source of talent, and we are truly blessed to be using this as our theater space as well.
So again, you know, opportunities to see the show tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7:30, and then Sunday at 2 p.m. as well. So again, you can see Ian on stage along with a lot of other talented folks, Wausau Community Theater and Sweeney Todd this weekend at UWSP at Wausau and the Venega Theater. And then next week, don't forget, plenty of opportunities to see some theatrical productions. You've got the Wausau East End Players and A Little Shop of Horrors on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You have the Wausau West Theater Department and Once Upon a Mattress, and that will be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday with performances as well. And I believe even DC Everest has a production coming up as they will be doing the SpongeBob musical. And
that's that, right.
And they will have two weekends. They will have shows next Friday and Saturday. And then they will also have shows the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So all three of the public high schools in Wausau have productions next weekend. And so you're going to have to kind of, you know, plan ahead, folks, and, and be able to go out there and see all these talented young people performing. But again, it just shows the opportunities that folks have to both see great theater and also be participating in great theater as well. So very, very exciting times and lots of wonderful shows. And really, you can't say, well, there's nothing to do this weekend for the next few weeks. In fact, I think for the rest of 2026, there is always going to be something to do if you really, really look, because the only way you're going to say there's nothing to do is if you're not going to look.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. There's always something happening in the Wausau area, especially around the holidays. It gets very busy, lots to do, and a lot of fun.
Absolutely right. Coming up in our final segment at 8:22, going to talk a little bit about some big high school football games going on tonight. They are in level three. They're down to the state quarterfinals.
Nice.
And some of our area teams are on the field, and you may want to bundle up and go out there and watch. I'll let you know what area teams are in action and where the games will be played. And then we will wrap things up as Ian will have an opportunity to get a winning week for the first time in quite a while. You haven't had a winning week, I think, in well over a month.
Get it.
Yep, so he's 2 for 4 this week in the Number of the Day quiz, and we will wrap things up with another Number of the Day right at the end of our 8:22 segment.
Yes.
Coming up, top of the hour, news, weather, sports. We keep you up to speed on what is going on around the area, around the state, around the country, and around the world with information updates, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is Friday morning. Yep, we have made it to the end of another work week. Friday morning, the 7th day of November, as we are just flying through the final quarter of 2026. Just under 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Pretty close.
And then of course we'll be going into Christmas. I am taking some time off next week, but you will be here.
You deserve it.
Well, I appreciate that. But we have been able to record some interviews that we will be bringing to you during our WXEO Morning Report while I'm away. Ian will have some segments where he will grab a hold of the reins and see what he takes advantage of that time with. But next week, we do have interviews. Monday, we will have a discussion that myself and Jason Foster had with Treve Stoffel, the Mosinee High School football quarterback. That will be coming up on Monday during our morning report. On Tuesday, we will have a very interesting conversation with Brad Hansen, who is the former WAOW-TV news and sports director. He now works as a communication specialist with GreenHack, and had a chance yesterday, in fact, to talk to Brad Hansen. We'll hear that conversation on Tuesday of next week. Very interesting talk, a little bit about his new work and also about the TV business. And a lot of people noticed a lot of the changes with Channel 9 in the past year. We'll get some perspective from Brad Hansen on that on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll talk to Rob Hughes. He is the founder of Wausau Area Food for Hope. He does a terrific charity where he is able to raise and then give turkeys to area families for Thanksgiving coming up. We had him on a number of months ago, but we will have a chance to speak to him on Wednesday about Wausau Area Food for Hope and the Thanksgiving turkey giveaway. On Thursday, we will have cast members from Wausau West High School and their theater department as they are getting set for Once Upon a Mattress. And we will be joined by, let me see here, Kaylee Gosney and Drake Hoffman. They're a pair of actors who will be part of that show. In fact, we'll be talking to them in just a little bit here. We're recording them later this morning. We're recording as well with Rob Hughes a little bit later, but we'll hear the conversation with Kaylee Gosney and Drake Hoffman from Wausau West coming up on Thursday of next week. So, again, a lot of
very
good stuff.
Very good interviews.
Yep, and you'll be here to add some perspective in different segments as well.
Yeah.
We will still have our number of the day quiz to wrap it up each and every day. So it will be pretty much the same, except I will not be sitting here while we do it all. I'm actually going to be going down to the Chicago area next week and playing a little poker. Going to try to get to a Chicago Blackhawks game on Wednesday night against the New Jersey Devils. I've never been to the United Center. I'd like to do that. See a little bit of hockey as well. And then come on back after that and be ready for the start of our winter high school sports season and go from there. We do have some area high school football teams in action tonight. It is level 3 playoffs. They're getting closer and closer to a trip to the state finals at Camp Randall Stadium. Division 4, Mosinee in action. They will be at Columbus. That's about a two-hour trip for Mosinee, but they will have a matchup tonight, Mosinee at Columbus. Division 5, a big one in Tomahawk, is Tomahawk hosting Stratford. Boy, that's Stratford. Multiple state championships in a row. Tomahawk having a great year. That one is in Division 5. Amherst in D5 is taking on Mayville. Division 6, undefeated Edgar is home against Bonduelle. And a couple of 8-player games. One game being played at D.C. Everest. It's a state semifinal. McDonald and Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. In fact, I think I'm going over there tonight myself to watch that one with Paul Micklegg and maybe a few others. So if you want to see some football here in the Wausau area, go to DCE for that one. So a lot of football action going on tonight as the playoffs continue. But coming up a week from this coming Tuesday will be our first high school girls basketball game with Wausau West against Pacelli. And then we will have Newman Catholic girls basketball the following Thursday against North Lutheran as we get our winter high school sports season underway. And we look forward to that coming up in just a couple of weeks. Well, let's wrap up the work week with our number of the day quiz.
Yes.
Ian is 2 for 4 so far this week, doing very well.
Yeah, a passing week. That's good.
But now you want a winning week.
Yes,
and
that's what I want.
And I said that I'm going to be playing a little poker next week, so I've got a number that involves cards.
Okay.
Cards. So, playing cards. Okay, your number for the day is, excluding jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck?
Okay.
Your choices are 52 cards, 62 cards, 72 cards.
Okay.
Excluding jokers.
How many cards are in a standard deck?
How many cards are in a standard deck of playing cards?
52, 62, or 72?
Yep.
Okay. Final answer. I'm going to say 52. I'm going to say 52 is my final answer.
Excluding jokers, there are 52 cards in a deck.
A winning week.
A winning nice. Week. Very good. Oh,
that's very good, especially going into this busy weekend. This week time. That feels
yep.
great.
Well, have a great time. Everybody go out and see the show. I'm going to be there tomorrow night, so you can maybe see me there tomorrow night.
Tickets available.
And but you have four different chances. Tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m., so break a leg.
Thank you, Jed. Happy Friday, everybody.
Everybody.
Happy vacation, Jed.
Thank you very much, and everybody have a great weekend, and keep it right here. More Pat Kreitlow next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.